Hey everyone, I hope you guys can hear me now. I know that the enemy do not like me. He don't like me and I don't like him. But I hope you guys get back on so you can hear me. Yeah, it seemed to be doing a little better now. Let me see. Let me know if you guys can hear me. Yeah. Let me know if I freeze back up. Hey friend, I'm sorry I had to get out of my live and get back on because the enemy don't want me to speak on tonight. He's mad at me because I've been hitting him all back today. That's why I've been fighting these streets, standing on business with the enemy. So he's a little mad and he's trying to delay what it is that God wants me to say. And I'm not gonna prolong the time. I am talking about positioning to win on tonight. I do apologize for the technical difficulty. Look, can't even say it, difficulties that we're experiencing. I promise you, I'm investing, like I'm spending money. It's just the area that I live in, and we're not allowed to get any other services outside of AT&T, and their internet sucks. So I'm gonna be looking into other things, or maybe yeah, he be bringing the Oak Cliff out of me, friend, for real, and South Dallas straight up. I'm looking into maybe relocating myself when I do my live so that I don't have to worry about this. If God see fit financially, I need him to make a way, right? But we're here. If you guys can hear me, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about what our topic is on tonight, which is position them to win, and it's about parenting. If anybody know me, know that I love being a mom. That is like one of my greatest achievement. I have not been perfect in it. I have failed in some areas miserably, but that's like my heart desire to be the mother that I should be. And so before I got stuck, I was talking about how do we position our children to win? And the first thing that I said is that we have to become healthier people. We have to become a healthier woman, mother, spouse. Some of us are married. And so we have to become healthier. Spiritually, emotionally, we have to become physically healthier. We don't talk about that enough in the church, that we're not healthy physically. And we're dying prematurely in the church, because we're not physically healthy. And so we have to become emotionally healthy, mentally healthy. We have to become spiritually healthy as women, as parents. When we're our best self, then we can be the best parent, right? And so we have to be grounded. We have to be stable. The Bible says that a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. Why? Because anything that comes around, anything that whatever wind blows, whatever situation happens, we forget who we are. We forget who we serve. We forget about our faith. We forget about things that stabilize us. God stabilizes us in his word. The faith, our faith in God and what he's given us power to do stabilize us. It stabilize our minds. It stabilize our hearts, our will. And so we have to become grounded and stable in God. We can't be just hot one minute and cold the next minute. And so we have to be, it start with us. That's basically what I'm saying. In order for us to position our children to win, we have to be in a position, right? We have to have a sense of direction. Where are we're going, what are we trying to accomplish, what it is that God is saying about our life and our children. In the beginning of my life as being a mother, I didn't know these things. But as my kids begin to grow and we begin to go through different things, my prayer for my children changed, right? Because no one actually ever taught me how to really be a mom, to be a godly mother at that. And so I had to find ways through the scriptures, through listening to the Holy Spirit, guiding me and leading me into all truth to become the parent or the mother that I should be, right? And so we have to have some sense of direction. If you're trying to do this thing on your own and you're trying to, and you're not allowing God to lead you, then you're going to fail miserably, right? And if you fail, then our children fail, right? And so we have to have some type of balanced life. We can't tea mixed in there with our faith, mixed in with just common sense type stuff. And so I'm looking down to make sure on my Facebook page that y'all can see me and I'm not froze, right? But we have to have a balance. We have to have a balance outside of just going to church. I am a church girl. I love church, you know, but I realized that I brought a little trauma on my kids growing up, them being in church all day. You know, now I probably wouldn't do that. I would have a more balanced life, because a lot of that don't really have anything to do with what God is doing. A lot of that has something to do with what man is doing. And so we have to have that balanced life, right? Not only that, we need to have discernment. Discernment is so important as a mother. We have to have discernment because there are so many things that our children go through. If we don't have the discernment that we need, then how can we lead them? How can we know the danger that's ahead if we don't have the discernment? And it's one thing that I want to say, we have to become happier and less stressful in our lives. I can probably ask my kids, because my kids are very raw, honest with me, right? I can probably ask my kids, because they tell the difference when I became happier while they was growing up. Do not want to be this parent that's always mean, always hateful, don't have really nothing good to say, can't ask you nothing, because you, don't nobody want to be around that. And so if the other grown people don't want to be around, of course, our children. Some of our children grew up with us being angry all the time. And so anytime we said something, they thought that we were angry at them. And so we need to be intentional about our happiness, about our joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We have to be intentional about that. Not only that, but we have to deal with our trauma. So to how to position our children to win, it starts with us, basically is what I'm saying. And so tonight I want to talk about protecting our children, protecting them emotionally. All my children are grown. And so this is not an age limit. It's not an age limit, because I'm still a mom. My kids still call me. They still need me. They still ask me for things. They still need me to be a mother. And so positioning them to win never stops. Because the more I grow, the more they grow. Because I'm still pouring into my children. I'm still pouring into them. I'm still present. I talk about being present in their life. We have to learn to be present, not just there physically, but there spiritually, there mentally, and there emotionally. And on tonight, I want to talk about being present emotionally, being connected to our children. I have three different kids. I have three different children. They are adults now. I have three different adults, right? I have to deal with them all differently. CJ is my rebel. He nuck if you buck. He gonna stand on business on how he feel. Straight up. Wrong, right, or indifferent. He gonna stand on what he believe. And so it's important the way I handle him, the way I protect his emotional state, how I protect his mental. It's important how I deal with him because he's such a rebel. Then I have my shutdown person. My shutdown person is my daughter. She's easily shut down. And so I have to be careful how I deal with her so that she won't shut down. If I'm screaming and howling at her and I'm acting like, yeah, you know, you know, there's some times where I have to be stern with her, you know, even as an adult, say what I have to say. You might not like it, but it needs to be said. But there are most of the times I just come to her and I say, come here, you okay? And I was like, come here, let me look in your eyes. Because I need to see what's going on. And then there's times that I just be talking and we get off the phone. Let me pray with you. Because I'm present in their life. I'm always connected to them in some type of way. Or I just call to see how your mental was. And then I have another one who's very passive. Very passive. Very quiet too. But if I asked him how he's feeling, he'll let me know. And so tonight I want to talk about protecting them emotionally. There are way too many kids that are so emotionally messed up. Are we the problem too? Because if we don't have emotional stability, if we're not stable emotionally, then we can project off our set onto our children what we have within our inside. What we are feeling emotionally. I'm pretty sure as my children grew up, I projected emotionally on them. And now being the person that I am, being more mature, understanding things differently, I know not to do that. And so we have to protect them because a lot of children are emotionally messed up, a lot of them. That's because some parents are present, but they ain't present. Some are not present at all. Some of them never been in their children's life. And so emotionally, they never was taught how to deal with their emotions. I'm a grown woman. I'm still learning how to deal with my emotions, right? That's why we have too much depression and suicide. And we have to talk about these things. We have to deal with these things. We have to know when our adult children are is depressed, when they feel when they start isolating themselves. It's our responsibility to know their emotional state of all ages. It doesn't matter how old they are. We have to stay connected. We have to stay present in their life. You know, I'm coming with the scriptures. The Bible says in Proverbs 14 and 26, it says, those who fear the Lord are secure. That word fear means to reverence. It's not to be afraid of him, but to reverence him, to respect him, to respect what he's saying, to respect what he has placed in our lives, what he has placed in the word of God for us to obey. Those who fear the Lord are secure. He will be a refuge for our children or for their children. Whoever fear the Lord, whoever secure in him, whoever reverence him in everything that they do. God, I can't raise these kids by myself. I need your help. I can't raise them adulting while they are adulting, because we're still there. I'm still doing stuff as a mother. The difference is just the age and how I choose to approach things differently. It used to be when they was a kid, you do what I say, do because I say do it. And ain't that, you can't do that now. When they get up older, you offer them. I offer my kids a suggestion. Have you ever thought about this? But I'm still mothering, right? Those who fear the Lord are secure. He will be a refuge for their children. I thank God that I feared him. Because there were many times in my children's life, I needed him to be their refuge. In places that I could not go, in places that I could not be, in circumstances that I couldn't do anything with, I needed God to be their refuge. And so if you want to secure your bag, as they say, and you want to secure the back of your children, you will fear the Lord. You'll fear him. You'll reverence him in everything that you do. Pay attention to their language, how they speak. How your children speak will tell you a lot. We're still dealing with their protecting their emotions. When we protect their emotion, we position them in life to win. How are they talking? Are they talking down? Are they talking negative? Are they not talking at all? These are all the things that we have to look for. Some of our grandmothers, we have to do this with our grandchildren, learning them, teaching them, learn them how to do things, you know, learning them, teaching them, being that other ear, being that other eye as a grandparent, to see what the mom can't see or the dad can't see. Pay attention to how they speak, their language, how they communicate. What is it that they're saying? Because the scripture said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. They're not just saying stuff just to be saying. But if you're not present, if you're not present, I'm not a physical present. I'm talking about spiritually inclined, emotionally inclined, physically inclined there. Not just physically, but emotionally, mentally. You'll miss out on what they're saying. You can tell a lot about our children's emotions of how they eat. Some eat because they're in a happy place. They emotional eaters. Some don't eat because they're depressed. It should be a balance. Sleep habit tells you a lot about a person. Are they sleeping too much? Signs of depression. Are they not sleeping? Their mind's wandering. The mind won't shut down. Their conversation, I've already said that their friendship, do they have friends? Are they loners? Do they be by themselves? Or do they feel accepted? Smaller children, you got to look at the grades. I know kids that have been groomed, molested, and the first thing that dropped was their grades. Mood swings tell you a lot. Position them to the wind. We have to build their emotional, build up their self-esteem. So when they're built up emotionally, that builds up their self-esteem, is what I was trying to say. When we build them up emotionally, then that in itself builds up their self-esteem. Self-esteem is very important as teaching our kids to have self-esteem. Now, that's one thing that I can say my mom gave me. She gave me a lot of self-esteem. When I didn't know growing up, you know, my friend is on here, and they used to call us olive oil because we were so skinny growing up in high school. And my self-esteem was so high. I was like, friend, forget them. It don't matter. When we grow up, we ain't going to be skinny no more. We're going to be fine. That come from my self-esteem. My mama built me up. She was like, oh, Minnie, girl, you cute. Minnie, you fine. This all the things my mama tell me. Growing up as a little girl. And so I had a self-esteem. I didn't know how skinny I was until I looked at some pictures. And I was like, oh, I was pretty skinny. And I didn't know. But it didn't bother me because my self-esteem had been built up. We build up their self-esteem so they can feel good about themselves. There is so much picking, so much hating out in the world. And a lot of people do it because they don't have self-esteem. Not only do they not have self-esteem, they don't have no self-worth. And they think being rude and ugly to somebody else make them feel good. So if we all build up our children, we can probably get away. We can probably X out any eliminate bullying. Because that's where bullying come from, some of it. Because they trying to make themselves feel good. their home environment is not right. And so they're projecting onto other children or other people, because we got grown bullies, bullies on jobs. And that's a whole different type of bullying. So when we build up their self-esteem, we teach them how to lead and not follow. And they don't have to pull nobody else down to feel good about themselves. Building a self-esteem in the Word of God. That's another, hey, let me tell you something. What I know is that when we build ourselves and our children in the Word of God, the enemy cannot come and steal our identity. We'll always know who we are. We'll always know who we belong to. The reason why the enemy is stealing our children identity is because they don't know who they are. Teach them to pray. That builds their self-esteem. When you pray, it empowers you. Because you can't continue to pray and feel down. There's no way. It's absolutely no way. Keep them involved in ministry. I'm almost done, you guys. I cannot finish this because my time is far spent. I'm going to come back next week and I'm going to finish this positioning them to win, because I had so much to talk about and I just can't. I'm going to close out with the emotions on tonight, and then next week I will finish it off. Positioning them to win. I know this ain't no really, no, I ain't trying to hype nobody. I'm just trying to give y'all information so that we can salvage our children. We're losing them. We're losing them at a great rate. This world does what it wants to do, and it's pulling our children into it. And if they not stable, we I hear people say these kids weak these days. They can't go through nothing. They can't take nothing. It's not that. Maybe we haven't did our jobs in teaching them. Because it's our responsibility as parents to teach our children to survive. We have to. We have to teach them to survive. It's our responsibility. We have to build them up emotionally. Let me talk about what alters their emotions, right? What alters our children's emotions? What make them change? What changes them? What keep them in balance? And we have to even talk about these things at a young age, because kids are being introduced to things daily. I was ministering to a young guy today who told me that he was on prescription drugs at the age of 14. And he went down a very deep, dark road. And he had to hit rock bottom for things to come together for his life, that he had to. Nothing else would help. But there were so many things that altered his emotions. Porno, some of the things that we don't talk about to our children, we have to, because they're being introduced. I know my kids were introduced at a young age, because the kids at the school is introduced. Somebody have introduced that to them. And so at a young age, I'm having to teach my children about pornographic videos and all the stuff that they have out there. Alcohol, it alters their emotions. That's why when you see people, when they drink, they get angry. Well, that anger was already in there, but the alcohol intensified it, or they get depressed. Alcohol is tricky. It can go either way. It can bring you up where you over the top, or it can bring you down. Drugs, any type of drugs, the thing that we're dealing with more now is the doggone weed. Say what you want. I've had parents to say indifferent things, and not only just parents, but Christian parents tell me about weed. You can't tell me about nothing about weed. I have encountered too many. What? First of all, speaking from experience, I know it altered you. That's why, number one, nobody can tell me that. Number two, there are so many kids losing their minds or killing themselves because their mind and their emotions have been altered by smoking weed. Nobody ever tried to do the research. Nobody even tried to study. It's over 500 chemicals in one little seed of weed. And we say ignorance of it. It might not be, it's not the weed we used to smoke, but it don't matter. Because I knew what I was doing when I was smoking weed, right? And that's just being honest. When I was out there in them streets, I was altered. My mindset was altered. I had scales on my eyes, convincing myself it's okay. It was never okay. Knowing that it was a gateway drug from the very beginning. Games. You got to watch cartoons. My mama was talking the other day, was talking about my son because they know a lot. My kids know a lot more than I do. And how strict my son gonna be as a parent because he know what's out there. And we think we can let our kids play all these different games, but it alters their emotions. That's why you have these kids that go out and kill a whole bunch of people. Music. All these different musics that they get to listen to. I was watching my kids will tell you, I was telling you can't listen to that. I was messing up the lyrics because I don't know the lyrics to most songs anyway. I be making up my own lyrics or what I thought I heard. But my kid be like, no, mom, that's not what they said. So I had to learn to start looking up the lyrics because I was like, no, you can't sing that. You can't listen to that, you know, because it'll alter your emotions. We live in a time where we make stuff okay when it's not okay. And you wonder why things with your children is so bad. It's because we have to protect. We have to. It's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to be open, to be honest, to deal with reality. If we want to position them to win, we have to prepare them for success. And we have to teach them to fail. I know that don't make sense, but it do make sense. We have to prepare them for success, but we have to teach them for failure. All my kids play sports. And one of the things that I learned about being in sports, that there will come a time where you're not going to win. And how you celebrate it when you won, you're going to have that same integrity and dignity when you lose. You're going to have to. You have to teach them how to fail. That is a part of life. That they can take that failure and they can learn from it. You have to teach them. That's why I always tell my kids, we don't lose. We learn and we win. Why? Because I can take what seemed to be failure and allow God to bring perspective in that situation until it looked like a winning situation, until it is a winning situation. Because the Bible says to us is that he make all things work together, right? All means all means everything. And so when we position our children to win, we protect them emotionally. That's our responsibility. Some of us might look at our life right now and we might have a lot of regret because we didn't do what we could have, and what we should have done was growing up. And one thing that I know to be true, that we are not never too old to be mothered. They want honesty. They want honesty over everything. They want pure honesty. We have to learn to put our to forsake our ways. And there's things that I did. Listen, I go back and I want them to feel their emotions are important to me. Even if they're not all true. But in that, I teach them of the difference. Because the enemy will use our emotions too, right? And so there's a teaching that needs to be done. There's a learning aspect that needs to be learned, even with our emotions. You don't make decisions with your emotion, but you evaluate them.